This is an NPR News special. I'm Neil Conan in Des Moines with Democratic candidates Carol Mosley Braun, Joe Lieberman, Dennis Kucinich, John Kerry, Dick Gephardt, and Howard Dean. We're going to conclude this debate with closing statements, but first we have a few minutes left. And a question again for all of you. Should there be a limit on snowmobile use in Yellowstone Park and in other state and national parks? Yes or no? Congressman Gephardt?
Yes.
And Senator Kerry?
Absolutely, yes.
Congressman Kucinich?
Yes.
Senator Lieberman?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the countless ways in which the Bush administration has desecrated our great national wildlife and open spaces.
Ambassador Mosley Braun?
Absolutely. This administration's environmental policies have been so bad, and this snowmobile issue, I think, is the epitome.
And Governor Dean?
Yes, but, and the but is that limitation should be left up to the professionals in the National Park Service and not to Congress.
And let me ask you a follow-up question. Have any of you ever been on a snowmobile? Governor Dean?
Yes.
Congressman Gephardt?
Yes.
Senator Kerry?
Yes.
Congressman Kucinich?
Yes, but gracelessly.
Senator Lieberman?
You know, I always try to be a little different. No.
Ambassador Mosley Braun?
Yes. Water
is increasingly a cause of tension in the West. What water there is has to satisfy the needs of fast-growing cities and industrialized agriculture. Governor Dean, how would you decide where to assign this limited resource?
I wouldn't. I don't think that's the business of the President of the United States to decide who gets what water. I think the first thing to do is put in some conservation programs. That's an essential problem. The second thing is that there's a law that exists now, and the law ought to be followed. Ultimately, if we don't solve the water problem through issues like conservation, then growth is limited. And I think the folks that in cities like Phoenix and Albuquerque and Southern California have to deal with that. We cannot continually pipe water down from Northern California and places like that. We've got a limited resource. We've got to take care of it now, and conservation is going to be the key.
Isn't it government's job to broker the interests of agriculture and urban interests?
It may be, but there are very, very complicated water laws that have been in place for well over a century that are going to be incredibly difficult to overturn. Ultimately, we are going to be able to get some more water through things like desalinization, which is very expensive. But we are not doing much for conservation. We need to do a lot more.
Senator Lieberman, Americans continue to build their homes and businesses in fire-prone areas, on floodplains, and on beaches that are susceptible to hurricanes. It costs taxpayers, through taxes and insurance premiums, millions and millions of dollars. How can this be addressed?
You've stumped me. I guess I have to say I'd talk to the experts. You can do it with some zoning laws, but that's local. To some extent, when you get to a crisis stage, of course, the federal government enters with things like flood insurance.
And the Army Corps of Engineers does have some influence.
And the Army Corps does. So I'm going to take advice from you after the time is over about what my program as president should be in this regard.
Congressman Gephardt, every summer there are terrible wildfires in the United States, particularly in the West. People lose their homes, whole communities are disrupted. Increasingly larger amounts of money are spent to control these fires. What would your federal policy be on fighting and preventing expensive wildfires?
I think the policy in the Clinton administration was a better policy than the one that we've been following in the Bush administration. The Bush administration has frankly given in to the special interest on logging, on building roads into pristine areas, and I think they have increased the problems in this area. So I think the policies that were followed by the Clinton administration, by the national parks in that time, were a better policy than we've been following now, and I think it was much less dependent on special interest involvement in the setting of the policy.
But if it costs more money to go in and remove brush that is dangerous, would you be in favor of that?
If that's the proper thing to do, then we ought to spend the money to do it. We've got to preserve our forests.
Senator Kerry, obesity in America has reached epidemic proportions. Is it a matter of health and a matter of economics, since the health care costs of obese people are disproportionately high? Is obesity, do you think, now a medical crisis, and should the President of the United States take action on it?
Yes, I believe the President should take leadership, should show leadership. It is a national crisis. In fact, there are enormous problems overall in our health system as a consequence of it, diseases that come from it, diabetes, heart disease, so forth. We drive up the cost of the medical system as a consequence of our bad practices. And I will lead on that. In my health care plan, I have a wellness education component to it, which is critical, and a quality of care component, which we have to do. But I want to come back, if I can, just very quickly on the environment. The governors of the country have come up with a smart program about so-called red zones with respect to forests. And this administration has ignored it. And they've gone the other way by opening up forests to greater destruction, greater logging. We need to have a responsible environmental leadership in this country. This is the worst environmental presidency in modern history of our country. And they're going backwards on clean air, backwards on clean water, backwards on forests, flood insurance. I wrote the flood insurance laws of the country. We've improved it. There's a lot more we can do. And we need a president who's going to do that.
Senator Lieberman, you wanted to get in.
Very briefly on obesity. Obesity is killing hundreds of thousands of people every year. It's the second greatest cause of preventable deaths other than tobacco. I've got a program on this. The one point I want to mention, I've called on the Federal Trade Commission to conduct an investigation about the marketing of unhealthy foods to children, young children, just as over the years I've called on Hollywood and the entertainment industry to stop pushing graphic violence and inappropriate sexual behavior on our children. It's wrong.
All right, we're going to push the envelope a little. Ambassador Braun and Congressman Kucinich, it's very, very brief comments.
Yes, a universal single-payer health care system would help cover everyone with any health problems. Part of it is preventive health care, and health education is important, and nutrition education as well. And the more Americans know about these things, the broader choices they can make for their own health. My universal health care plan, which I've introduced in Congress, H.R. 676, provides for covering all medically necessary conditions, and obesity would be one of them.
And Ambassador Mosley Braun.
Well, Dennis took my answer. Single payer, single payer, single payer. The fact of the matter is we have to have comprehensive universal health care in this country that will allow people to get wellness and prevention to address things like obesity. But let me make a point here also. We're not talking about Big Brother telling people what to eat. What you're talking about, however, is providing people with health alternatives through a single-payer system that guarantees health care coverage for everybody.
As per your request, we've left time at the end of the broadcast to allow each of you a closing statement. We began the program in alphabetical order. We'll end it the same way. Governor Howard Dean of Vermont.
Thanks very much. I know there are people all over the country listening to this, but I want to talk for a moment to the people in Iowa who 13 days from now will have an enormous influence on who the next president is. I'd like your support. I need your vote. I want to put a new face in the Democratic Party. I want to put a new face in the White House. I want to have a country that was like the country that we all believed in when we were 21, a president of the United States who's going to stand up for what's best in America and not cater to what's worst in America. The front runner in this campaign is George Bush and all the powerful people who contribute millions to his campaign while the American people suffer. This campaign is about empowering ordinary people and giving them hope again. The Constitution of this country says that the people control this country. Our campaign shows that. We've raised a lot of money. That's great. But the most important thing to me is that one quarter of all the people who sent us money in the last quarter were under 30 years old. You have the power to take this country back. I hope you'll use it wisely. I need your help on January 19th in the Iowa caucuses. Thanks very much.
Governor Howard Dean, now Congressman Richard Gephardt.
I, too, would like to take a moment to address the Iowa listeners and ask them for their vote on January 19th. And I think that I can lead this country in the right directions. I think I have the most experience of any of the candidates in all of the issues, but I've taken that experience and translated it into bold but realistic ideas. My health care plan would get all 43 million Americans who don't have insurance covered with good health insurance. My energy plan I call Apollo 21 would make us independent of Middle Eastern oil in 10 years, and a lot of the 2 million jobs my plan would create would be created here in the Midwest, here in states like Iowa, that need good jobs. I have an international minimum wage proposal that would get conditions for labor and environment up in other countries, and I have a teacher corps idea I'd say to young students, if you'll train to be a teacher, we will pay your college loans. Finally, we are all tied together. Martin Luther King said it best, I can't be what I ought to be until you can be what you ought to be. That's how I'll decide all issues.
Congressman Gephardt, now Senator John Kerry.
George Bush has taken America in a radically wrong direction. Yes, we can't beat him by being Bush light, but we also can't beat him by being light on national security or light on fairness for middle-class Americans. We can't go back to big tax increases on working families. And at a time of great peril in our country, We need a president who has the judgment and the temperament to be able to win the trust of the American people that we Democrats know how to make the nation safe. Here at home, we also have to build trust again. We talked about it here today, about standing up to powerful interests, fighting against giveaways and corporate abuses. I've been making those fights all my life, from taking on Richard Nixon to end the Vietnam War to stopping George Bush from giving Alaska away to the oil companies. As president, I'll finish the mission of making health care a privilege and not a right. So to Iowa, I say the decision is in your hands. You started off. This is the most important election of our generation. I ask you to stand with me in this fight, and I pledge every day as president I will fight for fairness and decency and common sense in our country.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio.
Thank you. The Iowa and the New Hampshire elections are, in effect, a referendum on this country's policies in Iraq. I stand alone among all the candidates in this race in Iowa in calling for the United States to get out of Iraq. I've had a plan on my website now for almost 3 months, which explains how we can get the UN in and the U.S. out of Iraq. It's possible to do that. And we have 130,000 troops who are counting on us, many of them mothers and fathers who are counting on us to bring them home, not to leave them there for any reason whatsoever. We need to get the UN in and the U.S. out. My election is going to be a continuation of my leadership. I was the first with a plan to get out of Iraq, the first to oppose the war, the only one in this race who actually voted against the war, the first to oppose the Patriot Act, the only one in this race who voted against the Patriot Act, the first to promote withdrawal from NAFTA and the WTO, the first to draft a plan for single-payer universal health care, and the first to talk about 100% parity for our farmers. This is an election where we can reclaim America. My election is about the end of fear, the beginning of hope, and reclaiming our great country. Thank you.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut.
Thank you, Neil, for a great debate. It's been serious, but these are serious times and serious choice that the voters have to make this year. This is the future of the greatest country in the world that's on the line, and we're challenged today. We all want to deny George Bush a second term and give America a fresh start. I've said from the beginning, I'm the one who's best able to do it because by my record of 30 years' experience, I can take him on where he's supposed to be strong on security and values and then defeat him where we know he's weak on his failed economic policies and on his socially regressive and far-right social policies. I've presented new ideas. I'm the only Democratic candidate, the only one who would give new tax cuts to the middle class and pay for it. I'm the only Democratic candidate, only candidate, who has proposed a bright new idea, paid family and medical leave, and another bold new idea to create an American Center for Cures that will have as its goal, and this is my moonshot program, to cure some of the chronic ailments that plague and kill millions of people in our country. We can restore hope to America through unity and progress, and that's why I'm running for president.
Senator Lieberman. Finally, Ambassador Carol Mosley Braun of Illinois.
I am the clearest alternative of all the candidates to George Bush. It's time for new voices, for change in the way that decisions get made. Not conflict, but collaboration, not arrogance, but the ability to listen. I have the experience and the vision to do the job of president. I can create jobs because I understand how the economy works and how we and give us a real balanced budget as well. I can pass a comprehensive single-payer health care legislation because I've worked through the process. I can help lead our country in the direction of peace and prosperity and progress. My entire public life has been built around building bridges and bringing people together to make government work for people, to give this country the progress in the direction to make certain that our generation leaves the next generation of Americans no less liberty, no less privacy, no less opportunity and hope than we inherited from our parents. Many people struggled and sacrificed so I could stand as a candidate for president, and I want to make certain that we continue to move this country, this great country, forward in the direction of inclusion and tapping all of the talent that we have to bring to bear on making our country work for everybody.
You've been listening to the NPR WOI Democratic Presidential Debate. Our thanks to all the candidates who participated here today. Governor Howard Dean of Vermont, Congressman Dick Gephardt of Missouri, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, and Ambassador Carol Mosley Braun of Illinois. One position I know they will all share is to encourage all of you to register and to vote. President Bush has no significant challengers for the Republican nomination, so we do not anticipate a Republican candidates debate. However, NPR has invited President Bush to come and share our airwaves. We've received thousands of email questions from NPR listeners across the country. As you heard, we used many of them during our program today. We thank all of you who took the time to write in. Finally, I'd like to thank all the NPR staff who helped plan and produce this event, our colleagues at the WOI Radio Group here in Iowa, the staff of the Greater Des Moines Partnership and Iowa State University, who were so generous with their time and their facilities, and all of the volunteers who contributed their time and energy. Thanks to you all. I'm Neil Conan in Des Moines. This has been an NPR News Special.